Thank you, Maurice, and thank you, brothers and sisters, for coming here today. I want to thank everybody, Bawa Jane and all the others who, and the Secretary General for the tremendous amount of work that went into preparing for this conference. It was a huge undertaking, and it's really coming together very, very nicely. I have to tell you the reason, very briefly, because I've been thinking about this conference or something like it for a lot of years. When I was a little boy, I was very religious. I was born into a Christian family, and I was raised and went to a Christian school. And I became a Christian, just like, you know, you become whatever you're exposed to as a little child. And I was going to be a man of the cloth. I'd be sitting out there with you, and I would have loved a life like that. And I really was. I was going to be a missionary. And then I studied religion. I studied Christianity, but later I started studying the world's great religions and reading, and was always thinking. And the thing that disturbed me is that my religious Christian sect was very intolerant, not intolerant of religious freedom for other people, but they thought that we were the only ones going to heaven. You know, everybody, the Catholics weren't going to heaven. The other Protestants weren't going to heaven. The Jews weren't going to heaven. The Muslims weren't going to heaven. The Hindus weren't going to heaven. The Shintoists, I mean, nobody was going to heaven but just us. And there weren't but just very few of us. I figured it wasn't even 1% of the world's population. I just confused the devil out of me because I said, heaven's going to be a mighty empty place with nobody else there. It caused me... And so I was pretty confused, and I kind of was turned off by it because I said it can't be right. And then I spent a lot more time studying and thinking. And finally, in the last maybe 10 or 20 years, as I've gotten to know indigenous people, Native Americans, there's a lot to be learned from indigenous people. After all, they were here for millions of years. And since there were so many different languages, so many different forms of music, so much different dance, so much different cultures, but basically we're all the same. We love our children, we love our wives, we love our husbands, we love our religions, we love birds and butterflies, and we love flowers, and we like to go on vacations, you know, and we liked it when it's... When it's cold, we want to put on a warm coat, and when it's hot, we want to take our shirts off. You know, everybody likes to go swimming, just about, you know, most of us. Like, anyway, so I thought, well, you know, maybe there is, instead of all these different gods, maybe there's one God who manifests himself and revealed himself in different ways to different people. You know, what about that, huh? All right. And obviously, you know, when most of the great religions were started thousands of years ago, people didn't travel very much. We didn't have television. We didn't have the United Nations. We didn't even know who lived, you know, 20 or 30 miles away a lot of times. People didn't go very far. So we lived in little enclaves, and what we did didn't affect people, the whole world. We didn't have nuclear weapons and all these other things that we have today, and we could afford to have fights with each other. Most of the fights in those days were with fists, you know, where you just beat the guy, and like in prize fight, like boxing, like Vander Holyfield. You beat him up, and then you helped him up, and that was the end of it, you know. And in those days, so fighting wasn't that big a deal. I mean, you know, it wasn't... No weapons of mass destruction, no civilians were getting hurt, not very much anyway. And then as the technology, particularly in the last few generations, I mean, not even the last 100 years, the last 50 years, first of all, in World War II and World War II, people still thought, some people thought, there were more than one race of men. You know, there was the black race and the yellow race and the red men and, you know, but after World War II, We learned, they remember that Hitler thought there was an Aryan race. There's no such thing as an Aryan race. You know, there's only, we now know because the scientists and the archaeologists have demonstrated that we're just one human race. We're one human race. I mean, it's us. And we all came from Africa originally and spread out all over the world, and then we just, Africa, 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 yeah, man. All right, that's where we all come from. And we got different colors, you know, because the white people lived in the north and the dark people lived in the south. I mean, that's what bears are, and the bears in the north are white, and the bears in the south are black. You know, that doesn't make, they're still bears, for Christ's sake. That's right. So, now, since we're all one race, and there's only one God that manifests himself in different ways, but basically, the religions that have survived don't have blood sacrifice or don't have hatred behind them. The ones that have done the best are the ones that are built on love. I mean, God had to love us, didn't he? We wouldn't have made us if he hated us. I mean, well, you know, he would have gotten rid of us. He would have gotten rid of us if he hated us. So maybe what we ought to do is, what we have to do now is we have to work together. I mean, we have to work together and to have the, you know, a lot of terrible things have been done in the name of religion over the past thousands of years. I mean, you know, Christianity went to war with Islam. Islam went to war with Judaism. Judaism went to war with Islam. I mean, in all the other places, God, all over the world, the religions have been fighting. Now, Hindus have been fighting with Muslims. And not only that, Muslims have been fighting with Muslims. I mean, Iran, Iraq, and Christians have been fighting with Christians. You know, the Catholics and the Protestants in Ireland. I mean, it's all over the place. What was all over the place. I mean, and it's, we just can't afford it anymore. Now we got nuclear weapons and poison gas and landmines and aerial bombardment, you know, where people drop bombs on airplanes. You can blow up a whole city, you know, with one little airplane, you know. And on top of that, this technology is not safe. You know, we have, I don't know, tens of thousands of nuclear weapons are still pointed at each other in the world today, and they say they're safe. But they can't get the Concorde to take off out of Paris without burning up. We can't get a Russian submarine. All of us together can't get a Russian submarine that's sunk in only 300 feet of water. Can't get the people to the surface. And yet they say all these nuclear missiles are safe. Don't believe it. I mean, they're not safe at all. The only safe thing to do is get rid of them. Get rid of them now. Right on. All right, get rid of... It's time to get rid of hatred. It's time to get rid of prejudice. It's time to have love and respect and tolerance for each other, care about each other, work together to survive. I can't believe that God wants us to blow ourselves to kingdom come. I can't believe he put us here so that would be our final act. I mean, I think he wants us to love each other, live in peace and harmony, and figure out how to solve the horrible grinding problems of poverty to have a more equitable, fairer, kinder, more peaceful, gentle, loving world. Thank you all. God bless you all.